From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Syrian activists say U.S.-led coalition airstrikes hit an oil refinery in northern Syria Sunday, killing 30 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which uses a network of sources throughout Syria to track violence there, said the Islamic State group was operating the refinery and that the dead included both militants and workers. The coalition of warplanes supporting Iraq's military in its push to regain territory from Islamic State fighters has conducted more than 2,300 airstrikes in Iraq and Syria since August, this according to data from the U.S. Defense Department. Those strikes include a recent push to respond to the Iraqi government's request to help protect the country's antiquities, which have been targeted for destruction by the militants in recent weeks. Soldiers from Chad and Niger have retaken the northeastern Nigerian town of Damasak from the Boko Haram militants. The capture of the town on the Niger-Nigeria border is the first reported success from a joint offensive against the militants that Chad and Niger launched in Nigeria's Borno State in recent days. Chadian sources say about 10 Chadian soldiers were killed, 20 others wounded in fighting to free the town. Speaking to VOA Monday, a Nigerian military spokesman, Major General Chris Olukolade, indicated the cross-border offensive as Nigeria's support.
We believe that whatever is going on out there is complementary and in consonant with what we are doing in here to flush out the terrorists.
Push began a day after Boko Haram leader Abu Bakr Shekau declared allegiance to the Islamic State. This is VOA News. A group of 47 U.S. Republican senators warned Iran Monday that any nuclear deal it negotiates with President Barack Obama could last only until he leaves office in early 2017. In a letter to Tehran, the Republican group said that if any agreement now being negotiated with the U.S. and five other world powers is not approved by Congress, it would consider the pact as nothing more than an executive agreement between Mr. Obama and Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The Republicans said without congressional approval of a nuclear deal with Iran, the next U.S. president could revoke such an executive agreement with the stroke of a pen. An Indian news channel ran a silent on-air protest late Sunday after the government banned the station from airing a BBC documentary about the brutal rape of a Delhi student in 2012. NDTV was scheduled to show India's Daughter Sunday night, but instead simply broadcast the title of the film in red and white against a black background, silently illuminated by a flickering oil lamp for the entire hour slot which was designated for the film. NDTV's editorial director tweeted before the television protest, "We won't shout, but we will be heard." India's Daughter was scheduled to be shown in several countries Sunday, but after India went to court last week to ban the film, the BBC aired it in Britain Wednesday, days ahead of the original date. Visiting German Chancellor Angela Merkel met Japan's Emperor Akihito and Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Monday, on her first day to Japan in 7 years. Ms. Merkel told a Japanese audience in Tokyo that Germany was lucky to be accepted into the community of nations after the horrible experience of World War II. She said acceptance was possible just because Germany faced up to its past squarely and because the Allied powers who controlled Germany had offered essential gestures of rapprochement after 1945. A solar-powered Swiss airplane took off from Abu Dhabi early Monday on the first leg of what its creators hope will be the first around-the-world journey without any fuel. The carbon-fiber single-seater Solar Impulse 2 aircraft has a 72-meter wingspan, longer than the wingspan of a Boeing 747, and weighs about as much as a car. The 17,000 solar cells built into the wings harness the sun's energy, allowing it to fly through the night. The SI-2 took 12 years to build and is a brainchild of two Swiss scientists, Bertrand Piccard and André Borschberg. Both these men are now in the aircraft flying it around the world. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.